This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli vows to vaccinate all Nepalese by 2021. Monsoon-induced landslides disrupt traffic flow in different parts of the country. And Argentina wins first major title in 28 years, defeating Brazil in Copa America final. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has vowed that all Nepalese will get vaccinated by the end of this year, 2021. Speaking at the inauguration ceremony of COVID Unified Hospital in Bid Hospital premises today, Prime Minister Oli said that no Nepalese would have to suffer without getting vaccine against coronavirus and expressed his commitment to provide vaccine to all Nepalese as soon as possible. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Administrative Officer of COVID Unified Central Hospital, Dr. Jageswar Gautam, expressed confidence that the new building would help in winning the battle against COVID-19. The task force constituted to resolve the intra-party dispute in the ruling CPN-UML is making the consensus of unity public today. UML Central Office Secretary Sher Bahadur Tamang said the understanding will be made public after the meeting of the task force, which will then be endorsed by the party's standing committee meeting today itself. The draft of the agreement prepared by the task force has been amended in consultation with the senior leaders and will be made public accordingly. The faction, led by Madhav Kumar Nepal, has been demanding that the party be taken back to the status where it was before the unity process began with the CPN Maoist Center. The Safe Martari Highway has been obstructed again due to landslides triggered by the heavy rainfall. The highway had just been open for a few days ago after being obstructed. Police inspector at the district police office Bajura, Dhanadev Saud, said landslides have taken place in Balde, Omkot, Dwari and Olina of the highway. Efforts to clear the road have been hampered by continuous rainfall. The highway has been regularly affected by landslides since the beginning of the monsoon this year. Similarly, the bridge constructed over Maua Khola in Jhapa district has caved in, resulting one-way traffic flow in the bridge. The 75-meter-long bridge links Jhapa and Morang district. The weather is predicted to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at few places of Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Argentina won their first major title in 28 years on Sunday and Lionel Messi finally won the first medal with Argentine national team when an Angel Di Maria goal gave them 1-0 win over Brazil and a record-equaling 15th Copa America. Di Maria, starting for just second time in the Copa, justified his selection by scoring the opener midway through the first half. The tournament, delayed by a year because of the coronavirus pandemic and moved from initial co-host Colombia and Argentina, was switched to 2019 host Brazil in a last-minute decision, which received criticism in light of a surge in coronavirus cases in the country. On a similar note, two footballing giants, England and Italy, are facing each other on Euro 2020 final match today. The match is scheduled to start at 12:45 a.m. Nepal Standard Time in Wembley Stadium, London. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has won the country's delayed elections with an overwhelming majority. The election board said Mr. Abiy's Prosperity Party won 410 out of 436 seats, giving him another 5-year term in office. However, a fifth of the country failed to carry out voting overall due to insecurity and logistical problems. Polls were not held in the war-torn Tigray region where many of the thousands of people are living in famine condition. The election had already been delayed due to coronavirus pandemic. The injured widow of Haiti's president has described the moments assassins riddled her husband with bullets after bursting into their home in the middle of the night. Martine Moise said the attack happened so quickly her husband, Jovenel, was unable to say a single word. President Moise was killed on 7th July, allegedly, by 28 foreign mercenaries. Mrs. Moise was also injured in the attack and was flown to Miami for treatment. She suggested her husband was targeted because for political reason, in particular mentioning a referendum on changes to the constitution which could give the president more power. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, top stories once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli vows to vaccinate all Nepalese by 2021. Monsoon-induced landslides disrupt traffic flow in different parts of the country, and Argentina wins first major title in 28 years, defeating Brazil in Copa America final. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.